This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via our satellite and our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, along with the bulk mail centers sorting the mail and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail back and forth across the country, thanks for keeping America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So, reportedly, the president made a phone call to Jimmy Carter Sunday to talk about China and moving forward with China.
He mentioned it in church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Trump called Carter on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in response to a letter that Carter had written to Trump talking about China, that China was getting ahead of the United States, essentially in all kinds of things, but especially militarily. And what Carter is doing is blaming it on the fact that the United States is constantly at war and China isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I don't remember this, but then again, I was a whole lot younger then. Apparently, Carter had written out some kind of a roadmap to fix the relationship between the United States and China back in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, what Carter did at the time when he imposed tariffs and, you know, all these other kinds of things. So that was what prompted the phone call, is because Carter had written a letter to Trump.
Well, we'll see how that works out, because President Carter has done some things for the United States in the past. I believe he was on a political diplomatic mission for Barack Obama at one time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he does get used from time to time. Some of that actually has been to monitor foreign countries' elections.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that he wasn't sent down to Venezuela.
No, a little dangerous down there. And by the way, he is the oldest living president now, even older than George H.W. was.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Rick Scott, our junior senator, boy, that sounds funny, doesn't it? Our junior senator, Rick Scott, says that the U.S. should consider military force to help get aid to Venezuela. Now, we already know the United Nations has come short. They haven't done it yet, but they're talking about declaring Venezuela a humanitarian crisis.
Well, let's not have the United Nations rush into anything. I mean, it's really been a humanitarian crisis
for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I wouldn't pay too much attention to where the United Nations is on all this to start with. Although it's nice to have them formally do something, but I don't know why it would take them so long to do so. They have, I think, in some cases tried, but China and Russia have vetoed. Because they do have top votes, so they have vetoed some of this.
So, what does that mean for us?
Look, I mean, there's lots of ways to get humanitarian aid into Venezuela. What we did, really is to put it at the border with Colombia was to kind of test Maduro. And, we showed the world what Maduro was doing. And so that's a good thing. And the, and that is on the heels of, again, Beijing and Moscow still in support of Maduro. But if we really want to get humanitarian aid in there, I mean, it's not to say that you couldn't necessarily fly over it and drop it, you know, by the little parachutes. I mean, the U.S. military does that stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can also put it on, you know, ships, get it into, you know, waters and float it in if you have to. Or, you know, I mean, Colombia is not the only country. So I guess we could say to Bolsonaro of Brazil, let's try you and let's force this issue. Way on the other side of Venezuela, on the eastern side, we have a couple other countries that nobody really mentions, Guyana.
Yeah.
So, let's kind of, explore that one, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the people allowed to come out of Venezuela yet, or are they pretty much shut down?
What, into Colombia?
Let's say they go into Guyana, and that's where the aid is.
Nobody says that, so I don't know the answer to that. There's almost really nothing way over on the eastern side of Venezuela where it borders with Guyana. But, I mean, that's not to say that it looks to me like it could be completely unprotected. So, you know, it's kind of like, let's try a George Patton tactic and go in on a different flank.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. But something's got to be done, and I think there's not anybody out there that doesn't agree that this guy's got to go, Maduro, and one way or the other, he's going to go.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Pompeo necessarily has to say, because he just finished, I think, a three-day tour of a couple of countries. And
yeah, down in that area, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple of days since I saw where he was exactly going. But, look, we need to, I think we certainly have an awful lot of countries in Latin America that are on our side, and we're on their side when it comes to this. I mean, this is the beginning. It looks like just a whole Syria kind of thing to me.
Okay, we'll be right back with more, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. It is a Monday morning, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Illinois. Hey, Chicago wants to become a state.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, because defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own, and the USCCA knows it. So now you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side, because we know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense in a clear and present reality, and nobody should have to go it alone. So check out the USCCA website by going to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on that logo link that's right there and sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And we want to announce somebody from the show winning the gun, but you can't do it unless you sign up for it. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and then click on the USCCA logo. And don't forget, should you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff in doing so. Plus, you get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that, by the way, just won another award. So there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Well, we apparently started a firestorm of comments talking about the U.S. considering military force to help get aid to Venezuela. Now, Claudette in Tampa wants to know, what happens if we airdrop and Venezuela shoots down one of our aircraft?
Well, a couple of things. One is that any kind of aircraft we would use would have defensive measures. I mean, so they would, we have that protection. The other thing is that we don't necessarily have to use a U.S. aircraft. We can use an aircraft that's got a Brazilian tail number on it, or German tail number on it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not to say too that we couldn't, we would have to necessarily use, I would say, a Latin American country's assets and coordinate with them in order to do all of this. So, we tend to forget that Peru can, fly something in there, and we can give them, you know, air support in case something goes sideways. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Now, something else that's going on right now, and it was brought up in the last newscast, and I've heard it all night long during the newscast, is right now we have an aircraft airlines dilemma that's being created by the U.S. Airlines 737 MAX problem that we've got. And what it is American Airlines has canceled 115 flights a day of these aircraft. And there's no way to add the add planes to it because they don't have the planes to do it. And Southwest Airlines, who flies a lot of these aircraft, has not yet said what they've done. And the FAA reportedly is testing the new system that was put in place by Boeing. And we don't know how long that's going to take either, do we?
Over a month it'll take.
So we're going to have at least another month of this.
Yes.
Okay, so in the meantime, people will just have to plan ahead and realize that maybe they'll have to fly an airline like, oh, I don't know, Allegiant, who doesn't have any MAX 737s.
Take a train.
Hey, there's an idea. I haven't been on a train in a while.
Well, I mean, they're highly subsidized by U.S. tax dollars, so somebody has to start taking advantage of our rail system.
Yeah, and the last time I was on a train, we went across country. I remember that. We went across country on the, what the heck did they call that? Rocky Mountain Express or something like that. We went through the Rockies with the observation cars and all that. My wife and I, when she was alive, boy, that was a lot of fun. All right, now, back to whatever it is that's going on right now here. The Al Sharpton situation in New York City just took a strange turn over the weekend. New York City's Medgar Evers College proposed a resolution to bestow upon him the naming of a building after him. And all of a sudden it's created a bit of an outrage because some of the people that give money to the college and whatnot are going, what the hell has he done to be up on a building, his name in a building? Go figure, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, does anybody do their work to see what Al Sharpton's real history is?
Don't think so. I mean,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Tawana Brawley?
Well, I mean, let's not forget this. The guy, you know, he's a snitch. You know, he was an FBI informant. Mm-hmm. He owes back taxes. I don't even know where to go with all.
I know. It was buddies with Loretta Lynch that kept him out of jail. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Now, Iran and the U.S. pressure on Iran and the U.S. pressure on Venezuela with the sanctions and whatnot that have been put in place is reportedly now starting to threaten the oil market, but it's not the reason that the prices just had a couple of spikes in them. But in the overall long term of things, it could have an impact on the prices, correct?
Well, first of all, we're really probably not getting any kind of oil from Iran that would spike our oil prices that we saw in the last couple of weeks or so.
Goes to Europe, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, depending upon who they got contracts with. But remember, too, if any of these countries are buying Iranian oil, they're violating sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. In some cases, the United States is allowing some of those oil contracts to be honored. I think what spiked our oil prices here in the last couple of weeks or days is because of the ethanol that we generally get out of the Midwest from the corn is not really happening as it needs to or historically does because of the massive flooding that was going on
mm-hmm.
in the Midwest. And they said that until such time that this situation's resolved, that you're not going to have the oil, I mean the ethanol additives in gasoline, so expect the prices to be higher.
Yeah, and sometimes additives in gasoline might not be a bad idea, except for the fact, like you say, it's going to cause the price of gas to go up a little bit higher. By the way, in California, Kyle Warren told me, right down the street from him, $4.19 a gallon.
Well, I mean, you know, feel badly for California, but California, you know, the citizens out there, they don't have anybody to blame but themselves.
That's right, because they keep voting for the same people getting the same results.
The same idiots.
Mm-hmm. Now, Liz Cheney, who I'm real, I like Liz Cheney. I don't know about you, but she is a sharp cookie, and yep. I believe she's number three in the chain of command in the House of Representatives. But she is
on the minority side. Yes.
Yeah, she is just really driving the point home. She said the socialist voices in the Democratic Party is now driving the new agenda for the Democrats because the mainstream media, whether Nancy Pelosi likes it or not, is picking up that message and running with it as the message of the Democratic Party.
The mainstream media is not picking up with it. The mainstream media is getting memos from the DCCC and from the DNC. So, mm-hmm. You know, the mainstream media, the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world, are part of the alternative.
Alternative news,
court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
How about Rudy Giuliani? He said that over the weekend that Attorney General Robert Barr is is it Robert Barr or William? It's William, isn't it?
No, it's Bill Barr.
Okay,
I'm
Bill
the
Barr.
One that screws it up because
yeah.
I keep referring to him as Bob Barr, who was a previous congressman.
I know, and that's where I was going with it.
I'll take the blame for that.
All right. He said that the vast majority of Mueller's report is likely to be released this week.
Well,
don't know how he knows, but.
Well, that's what Barr said.
Mm-hmm.
He said it would be this week. So, I mean, you know, all of media, and I would say the Jerry Nadlers and the Adam Schiffs of the world are, you know, they all said that, we can't get rid of, we're gonna go after Trump if he gets rid of Mueller, if he fires Mueller, we have to wait for the report, okay, so here's the report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about to be here, and they're all freaked out now that they think that, both Mueller and Barr are, out there to protect Trump.
Yeah, and they're going to also go after the nitpicky points that they can to make it sound like something it's not. Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, Ken Starr went through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the special counsel going all the way back to Watergate. Everybody went through all of this.
Mm-hmm. All right, here comes the music, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff that she writes about, and get on her mailing list so that you know what she's doing when she's doing it. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more with our next military and veterans news report.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A severe storm system has spawned deadly tornadoes, gale force winds, and baseball-sized hail in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Meteorologist Bob Orovec says it's moving to the southeast.
Looks like it's going to be fairly wet across the eastern United States over the overnight period into the morning commute. We have a line of thunderstorms that are expected to push eastward across these regions, so there's the potential for heavy rain and the potential for severe weather. It looks like most of the activity will be east of the major cities before rush hour on Monday, except for possibly parts of the New York City area up to Boston, which may still have a pretty wet morning.
In East Texas, two children were killed as a pine tree fell on their moving car. In Louisiana, a 13-year-old boy drowned in a drainage ditch. And in Mississippi, three people died in Monroe County after a tornado swept through there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you. And keep in mind that if you're just getting out of the military, or if you're a veteran, or if you're getting out of a trade school, or maybe you're in a job, a dead-end job, you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, I want you to pay attention to this announcement, because this could be what turns your life around.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's just outside Boston. And they are enlarging the size of that campus because they've got more and more students that want to go there because the secret is out. And the other one is here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you could be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, that's an FAA-certified position. You have to have the 14 months and the hours of training. and then you get your FAA certified license once you qualify for it, and you do everything that needs to be done and take the test. And I'll tell you, opportunities like this don't come around every day of the week. They do have classes. They're enrolling right now for the summer months because they basically bring a new class in just about every 4 to 6 weeks, something like that, depending on which school we're talking about here, the one up in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. So what you need to do is check them out online and schedule a tour. See what they're all about. Go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. Now, if you want to give them a call, if you have any more questions or you want to schedule a tour that way, their number is 800-659-2080. That number, again, is 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. They'll give you all the information you need. And while you're there, ask all the questions you want, and you'll get the answers that you're asking answered for you right there. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that'll get you the white gloves treatment. But the phone number is 800-659-2080, and the website is naa.edu. Now, some families of the USS Fitzgerald seamen, the seven that were killed in the collision with the Japanese merchant vessel, have expressed anger and frustration over the news that the Navy is dropping criminal charges against two of the warship's officers, the commanding officer and a junior officer who was not even on the bridge at the time. If you remember right, the captain was in his berth and was injured in that collision. And for some reason, the crew did not wake him up. Now, we'll let you know what happens there, because that is an ongoing thing, and there are people that are currently being court-martialed, and we'll let you know how that plays out. Now, the Taliban announced their annual spring offensive, which comes as the U.S. and Afghanistan politicians are trying to negotiate for a peace settlement with the Islamic militants. So you've got the offensive on one hand going on, and they're trying to have a peace talk conference on the other end of things. Now, in San Diego, a recently obtained judge's ruling reveals that three Navy SEALs have claimed to have seen Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer Edward Eddie Gallagher fatally stab a non-combative wounded ISIS fighter who had been brought to him for medical treatment during a 2017 deployment in Iraq. And that trial continues, and we'll let you know what happens there as things progress. Now, the F-35 crash of Japan's war jet, and the defense minister in Japan, who addressed the security concerns, had this to say: Japan has started combing the seafloor of the Pacific Ocean for wreckage of its F-35A Lightning, the Joint Strike Fighter, 2 days after the aircraft crashed into waters off northern Japan. Now, China was en route, and Russia was en route, because they obviously want to get their hands on the aircraft to find out what it's all about, which is what they do when something like this happens. So, no surprise there. We'll see what happens with what's transpiring in that direction. Also, in Greek mythology, the god Jason went from leader of the Argonauts to getting killed in his sleep when the stem of his ship fell on top of him. Now, what this has to do is the Pentagon talking about this and illustrating it in terms of something that is the modern mythology, if you will, that they're using in some of their officer training. And I heard that and I went, good Lord. Anyway. Now, U.S. Africa Command will conclude its support to the cyclone-stricken Mozambique people this week as relief operations in the country transition to distributing supplies via non-military means. And of course, our Navy and Marines have been there helping out, and they've been doing a banner job, and they should be commended for it as well. Now, saber-rattling between China and the U.S. is at a dangerous military tipping point right now because China's lashing out at South Korea and Washington with the deployment of a power missile defense system known as the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD, deployed at the Osari Air Base in South Korea on Monday night. Now, they're ahead of us over there, so it's currently nighttime over there, and that THAAD system is currently there and operating. Where do we go from here? Good question. Good question. Just like North Korea, where do we go from here? Good question. Nobody seems to know. So we'll just wait, just like everybody else, and see what happens as we transition back and forth. Now, the Chris Markowski report is coming up here in just about a minute or two. And I was going to go over here very quickly and play something because our economy just continues to cruise along here. And contrary to public opinion, we definitely have got things better off right now than what a lot of people thought they would be. One thing being that nobody thought that the economy would go this long and continue to just not steam along, but to continue to cruise along. Because I think the steaming days are over. I think now we're in cruise mode with what we're doing with the economy. We're definitely going to ask Chris Markowski about that, because there's a number of different things, starting with Goldman Sachs, who are out there playing politicians now, predicting who the winner is going to be in 2020. And we'll ask Chris about that. Plus, we'll also talk about another millionaire in the presidential race on the Democratic side, apparently now worth $2 million, at least $2 million, after, 2 years in the Senate. That's not bad work if you can get it. We're also going to talk with Chris about the tax refunds going out there right now. More refunds reported into red states, but get this, lower taxes being paid in the blue states, and we're talking about federal income tax. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski right around the corner. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal River. I am driving a Moss Nissan Titan. I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful truck. It's getting some really good fuel mileage. You use the cruise control on these things, and you definitely get fuel mileage, no doubt about it. And also, ladies and gentlemen, for a limited time, zero down payment and no payments for 6 months. 0% interest, rather, and no down no payments for 6 months. Check them out online. Moss Family Automotive. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
It is a Monday morning, and Tiger Woods won. Yay!
Yes, amazing. I mean, what, since 2008?
Yeah, 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a long time for the, you know, was for a while there. The most dominant player in golf I'd ever seen. So good for him. Congratulations.
Yep.
Something else.
Fifth time he's won the Masters. Now, speaking of Masters, Goldman Sachs is supposed to be a very well-known and well-respected group of economists, right? An economic firm, is that correct?
Well, I mean, I you know what I equate economists to? Tarot card readers and astrologists. they're about as accurate. Weathermen, I think, are more accurate than they are.
Well, they came out over the weekend and made headlines by saying that President Trump will narrowly win re-election in 2020.
I mean, I saw the headline. I didn't even read the report. I mean, there's a long time for anybody making any sort of prediction right now in regards to that. I mean, it's silly. It really is. There's just so much time we have until the election. And, we all know that it comes down to that last stretch there.
Yeah, by the way, we have another millionaire in the race on the Democratic side. Kamala Harris and her husband reported income made of over $2 million last year. That's in her tax returns.
I mean, I don't care what people make. It's, the only one that I care about is the ones that are working for the government that make all this money. That's what concerns everybody. I never really seem to understand that. They're all so concerned about Donald Trump and his tax returns. You know, the tax returns you should be concerned about are the ones that are government officials that then become millionaires. You become a millionaire or a billionaire before you're a government official. That's one thing. But then to become one when you're actually a government official, that's problematic.
It's insider information. They can trade on it. The same as the members of Congress. They can take that insider information and use it.
Yeah, I mean, not just on the federal level, but on the local level.
That's
as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the Customs and Border Patrol right now is going to build two more big Texas tent cities along the border. Don't know where yet. $37 million, 15 to 20,000 people each with medical facilities at each place.
They're going to build them. I don't think it's going to be enough. They've come to be almost like waiting lines. You come in and then you eventually they fill up and then they eventually have to let you go. So, I mean, we've got a weird situation we've got here. We've got these detention centers that, well, they're detention for a period of time and then you're let go. I think it's 60 days. I mean, I'm surprised even that long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even realize it was that long. I thought that they kind of, because of the amount of people that are coming through, I think once they fill up, I thought they had to let them go. But
they do.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Trump had a court win in regards to, which is shocking, was the Ninth Circuit, which is going to allow people to be sent back to Mexico and deal with it there. But we'll see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so far that hasn't worked very good either. Now, speaking of countries with problems, our junior senator, it sounds funny saying that, our junior senator Rick Scott has come out and said that the U.S. should consider using military force to help get aid into Venezuela.
Listen, if we want to help maybe some of the neighboring countries, that's fine. I think we've got a long and not so very good history with getting involved in other nations' issues, and especially when we're dealing with South America, Central America, I think we might want to deal with the local countries down there and have them mm-hmm. help out rather than keep our nose out of these things, because I don't think it's going to end too well.
Well, I believe what we're doing is we're dropping supplies in Colombia. I think we've also asked Venezuela if they get on board. And then there was another country called Guyana, or wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
over to the north and the east on the ocean side, and we were asking them to step in too, where we were going to drop off aid, because the question I keep asking is, can the people from Venezuela get out? Because if they could, they could get into those countries where the aid is, the food and the medicine and all that stuff, and they could stay there provided those countries would let them in.
Yeah, I think that there's some concern, by some of these neighboring countries about, they've already taken in a lot already. There's already been a massive amount.
There's 200,000 in Colombia, 200,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're going to have to deal with that as well. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that, we don't have a very good history of getting involved in these various different places. And, I think that the Venezuelan people have got to deal with this on their own. They started, they put in Chavez way back when, which led mm-hmm. to Maduro. And sometimes, you make decisions like this, you see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're going to have to remove them. They're going to have to take care of this on their own. I know it's horrible down there. It really, really is.
Disaster.
But,
mm-hmm.
We can't, we start getting ourselves involved in these places. We always end up looking like the bad guy.
Yeah. And the United Nations is considering making this a humanitarian disaster and stepping in. I don't know what it is they're going to do, but if Venezuela doesn't let the United Nations in, then what do you do? Force your way in?
No, I mean, you like I said, you stay away. You know, there's certain situations you got to let them handle it on their own.
Mm-hmm. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, for more information. Okay, we now know that the Trump tax cut has allowed red states refunds that are increasing as a result. And in the blue states, people are paying less. And I'm hearing from some friends of mine, Democrats back up in upstate New York, that, man, we never thought that we would have to pay less when we made more. And we made a few thousand dollars more, and we wound up paying less in taxes.
Yeah, I mean, again, the whole tax conversation as of late has been absurd. I kind of got screened on my radio show about this. I see various different people or articles out there talking about how tax refunds are less than they were. And I mean, it's so dumb. They put out headlines like that because, yeah, tax refunds might be a little bit less, but because you're making more money. I mean, what would you rather have? A bigger tax refund at the end of the year? Would you rather make more money over the course of the year? It's just insane. Mm. And this is what some of these articles in the newspapers are trying to mislead people with. That it's the narrative. It's unfortunate.
Well, I'm not going to mislead anybody with this. The airlines are a very volatile industry, and if anything happens one way or the other, they can make or lose a bunch of money very quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, especially when you talk about oil prices.
Well, I'm going to talk about the 737 MAX summer dilemma they've got right now. American Airlines has had to cancel 115 flights per day. They're losing millions of dollars here.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, unless they can obviously find a replacement for that plane, it's obviously going to go ahead and affect them. I mean, the plane's it's a smaller size plane,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, it's definitely, causing some problems in air travel here in the United States.
Yeah, and we got about a month of this to go through until they certify everything that's going on. By the way, the president said despite the solid growth, maybe the Fed should fire up crisis era stimulus. What's that all about?
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. The economy's doing quite well. I don't think that we should be trying to inject any steroids at this point in time. I really don't. I don't get that. Kudlow made those comments, and I was trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
I know inflation is low. To start doing that right now, for what reason?
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had some retail stores close here in the past several months, and there's been no surprise as to who the players were. For example, Sears and I believe the last of the Kmart stores transitioned out and all that. I mean, they just couldn't keep up with the times, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, it's just that they've made really poor choices over the years, Sears and Kmart. And it's a lot of retail stores overexpanded, didn't do the right thing. Sears and Kmart failed to make any reinvestment in their actual stores.
Well, keep your eyes on the prize because it's all fixing to change. There's more new stores coming, one called Story up there in your backyard. Got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check that out, Story. That's a brand new type of retail store that was opened up there in New York City. And I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.